It is Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now. Don't worry. We are good people. We occasionally go to church, but no, Pork Chop, the winner today. It was songs, the last song you want to hear before you die, and that was Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine. What a good song, dude. Good choice.
Yeah, thank you.
Cannot believe that Louis Armstrong did not win today.
I was shocked no one picked Live Like You Were Dying.
Oh, I think Liv was debating about doing that.
That's a good one. But then I thought to go the funny route and be like, don't stop me now. Right before you're about to die. That's what I'm going to be saying.
We love suggestions for song of the day. If you have one, you can let us know. DM us Joe and McKenzie on Instagram. Give us a follow. Tomorrow, it's going to be most embarrassing songs that you like. Ooh, this song is a banger, but it's super embarrassing. Like, no guy will ever admit that they like this.
I love your choice for tomorrow, Joe.
Oh, and are you listening in on me?
I don't think you should be embarrassed.
Oh,
you should be proud.
All right, cool. That's coming up. But we do song of the day every day around 6:55, 5:55 Central. So, Pork Chop, I hope you're doing good today. I know yesterday it seemed you were a little rattled, just to be honest with you. You did your work here, you were fine, but something seemed off. Did anybody notice that Pork Chop seemed off yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yesterday's a big day. The hostage boy, his boyfriend of 5 whole weeks, went off to his big boy job. How you doing, man?
I'm good. So I was supposed to pick him up, or I went to pick him up when he got out of work yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't get out of work till like an hour later from when he was supposed to.
So what'd you do?
I just sat in my car and watched YouTube videos.
You waited? That's so
of course.
Cute.
So did they keep him an extra hour on his very first day?
No, I guess he's really enjoying the job. He likes his manager. And I guess he said they just like, you know, he was still working, but they didn't like really catch time. And it was like, oh, my gosh, like you're supposed to leave an hour ago.
Oh, so.
I like my job.
Good.
But dude, I always keep an eye on the clock. I'm like, oh, man, having fun. Gotta go.
Yeah. No.
So sorry. Yes to go.
Yeah, so no, he said he had a really good first day. He really loves it. There is one weird thing that happened yesterday. So I guess on Mondays they take inventory. And by the way, he works like at a pet store.
Okay.
So they take inventory, and one of the animals was missing, and it was a snake.
Oh, my God!
No, I'm kidding.
Just kidding. No, but he said they were taking inventory. And you know at a pet store, like, so people come in to buy, like, rats to, like, feed their snakes. Well, they're already deceased, like the rats.
Oh, okay.
And I guess they keep them in a freezer or something. And he accidentally, like, snapped one in half. And he, like, terrifying. So he's like, I don't know, I can't go back. He's like, am I going to hell? Did I kill the rat? I'm like, no.
But it's
like,
dead in the freezer. Oh, my gosh.
Literally, that's going to make me gag.
You don't think about people that work there that have to do that. Like, they
I
have
know,
to deal with that.
Right?
Bless his heart. Is he traumatized? He's like, I just snapped a rat in half on my
no.
first day?
He's good. He's good. What else did he say?
Well, I can only go up from there, you hope. Does he have to clean up duty?
Snag.
Yeah, he has to do that. And then what else? He said he got to play with like a bunch of the animals or some like cats and dogs.
But that's amazing.
And birds.
He gets to play and have fun.
Mm-hmm. He said, oh, they got a new puppy from a shelter.
Mm-hmm. What kind?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask.
Then they fed that to the snake.
I have a question. No. So do they sell the dogs there or can people just adopt them?
So, oh man, that's a great question. And I don't know the answer.
I'm assuming if they got the dog from a shelter, uh-huh. then it's a really cute dog that they think they can get money on probably.
Oh, yeah.
That's my guess. You
can adopt them.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, he did tell me that. So, yeah,
nice.
I don't know. I guess that's it.
I want to go by there and play with all the puppies.
Oh, but wait, so there's like a couple locations of the one, like, you know, where he works at.
Uh-huh.
And the one he works at, they don't typically get cats or dogs there. But he said, like, they did get one and they are going to try to adopt it. He got it from a shelter.
Cute. Are you guys going to adopt it, you and him?
I have enough animals.
Yeah.
The one up in Fisher's we went to, and I took Lulu, and it's, I'm never taking her again.
Why?
Because she got attached to this puppy.
Oh,
we're playing with it in the little play area, and then tears. I felt like the worst mom, I can't leave her. And it was just it was dramatic. Everyone's staring at us, and I was like, I'm not ready to get a dog.
Good idea. What if we got like a Joe McKenzie like pet, like for the studio?
I said that last week. I think we should get a show dog. We can keep the dog here most days. I will occasionally bring it to my place, but I also travel a lot, so.
I think a dog's too much, Liv.
We should
start with the fish.
Well, no, I was thinking like a hamster.
Ew.
Ew. Who's cleaning the poop? See, that's the thing. Think of who's going to do the nitty gritty.
And also, hamsters can be really mean.
Not it.
No, but like we could set up like little tubings across the studio so like the hamsters could run and do all kinds of stuff, and we could let them out in the ball and play.
I say we get a fish.
If you guys actually are interested in helping, you know what we could do?
What?
Post a picture of the dog on our Instagram, see if someone wants to like adopt it.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. You send it to me. I will post it on our Joe and Mackenzie Instagram and say, hey, if you are in this area and you want to adopt this dog.
Make sure it's though straight up, because that they're not making a huge profit off of it though.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what I mean? You need to double check with the store.
Tell me that it is.
Who wants to pay $1,200 for this dog? Go to the pet store. That's good.
Uh-huh. So, no to a hamster?
No.
How about a bunny?
Okay, I can get down with the bunny.
They have bunnies, he said.
I'm not opposed, but it's just you can't put a bunny in a tube.
I don't like this whole tube idea. Because then you have to clean out the tubes because there's droppings in the tubes. My sister used to have a hamster, and it was gross.
We had like a whole hamster village at my house.
What's something that's low maintenance?
A fish.
But I feel like fish die.
Not all the time, not if you take care of them.
But then you have to clean out the bowl and the rocks and stuff.
We could get a bird.
Chloe.
Yes!
That's why we have an intern. No,
birds poop everywhere.
Chops had the cutest little bird. Do you still have that bird?
Yes.
But birds, cute. I mean, it could be cute, you know. Listen to us in the morning and you just hear a little tweet, tweet. Like a little bird in the background chirping away.
Parrot, 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 parrot. It can mimic us.
No. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I thought it was something else. I thought it was a quail.
What other show has a parrot? Nobody.
What? John McKenzie. Shut the blank up. Shut the blank up. Mackenzie, what's coming out in the tea?
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Done. Parrot decided.
Pay attention.
Halle Berry has been injured on set. Plus, wait until you hear who Tom Hanks is related to.